All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. We are WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, heard every Thursdays from 4 to 6, and a live band every week from 5 to 6. And this is no exception. As part of Radiothon, we are very pleased to bring you the band Feeble.Curses. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right, wonderful. Thank you for coming down to play for us and being part of our Radiothon.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure. All right, why don't we get started? If I'm looking at my list correctly, you're going to start off with a track called Near You?
That is correct.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Live in the studio, we have the band Feeble.Curses. That was a track that they played for us called Near You. All right, so what? I'm guessing that this project is just the two of you, and you just kind of bring musicians along if you do live? Is that how it works? Or?
Well, the project... I'm Nick, by the way. The project is basically just me as like a studio thing, and Kim, my wife, fills in bass all the time, and we try to get guest musicians playing keyboards, guitar, whenever we can.
But ultimately, it's your brainchild.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
since about the middle of last year, I've been working on music.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I got to see at Smalls. That was your first live performance, wasn't it?
That was, yep.
At the Subgenius Festival.
Yep.
Scott brings a lot of interesting music into those things. It's a great way to check out bands you might not normally get to see.
It was very fun, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Have you played other shows since, I take it, or?
Yeah, we played recently at the New Way Bar in Ferndale.
Okay.
Yep. And we're booking some other stuff for the future, but we're going on a trip to Europe soon, so we're trying to do just a little bit for now.
Yeah, I understand. You know, you got to have a real life too as well, besides the music world.
Yeah.
Okay, so nothing in the near future as far as live shows then, at least not something...
Actually, we are playing next Friday, the 29th,
okay,
at Hybrid Moments in Detroit.
Hybrid Moments? I'm not familiar. Where's that at?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it might be on Bagley, but I might be mistaken.
So it is definitely downtown then?
Yep.
Okay.
As far as I know, it's kind of like a performance space. So.
Okay, that's a new one for me. I mean, I've not been everywhere, but I'm usually pretty aware of the different venues, but that one's a new one for me.
Yep, I think it might be fairly new, yeah.
Okay, well, that's going to be a week from Friday. If you enjoy what you're listening to, then check it out. I have in the studio with me, of course, my sound engineer, Alan. He has his own show called Wrecking Hours, Rockabilly, Gothabilly, Psychabilly, Surf, every Mondays from 6 to 8. How you doing, Alan?
Hey.
All right.
Yes, this is the Gothabilly Man in, on the mic for a rare occasion here during Motor. Not usually around the microphones for Motor, but we've got our friend Kate helping out doing the mix for us, so I don't have to actually be stuck behind the controls.
You get a little rest this time. Huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it is. It's on 2144 Bagley as Hybrid Moments.
Okay,
I was not mistaken.
Yeah, so that's it's on Bagley, and it looks like it's located. It just suddenly stopped working on me. It's near 14th Street, actually, over by Rosa Parks Boulevard.
Okay, all right. I got a good idea. That would still be Corktown, I believe, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, Rosa Parks Boulevard and Bagley, so definitely Corktown.
Okay, all right, so... people that have been down there, I think they got a good idea of where that's at then. All right. We're here for Radiothon 2016. We're asking for your support. This is the 1 week out of the year where we kind of take some time out from the music. We still give it to you, of course, but we spend a little bit more time than normal asking for your support. Again, the phone number is 313-845-9676. Pick option one. If that doesn't work for you, we do have an alternative. We have a little bit of difficulties with the phones, but one way or another, you can get through to us. 313-317-4132. If you're outside of the listening area, if that's you know what your deal is, then we do have toll-free, 800-585-4322. And if the phone isn't your thing, that's okay. We still got you covered. The internet, www.whfr.fm, if you're not already listening that way. On the main screen, there is a click. There's a donate now button that you can click, and you can do it that way. Especially for folks that I know some people are a little uncomfortable of giving their information over the phone or to people they don't know. That's a very secure way to do that if that's how you want to. Give us your pledge by credit card. You've been with WHFR for a very, very long time, haven't you? Don't want to age you, but, you know.
The gray hairs are showing a little bit more nowadays. Yeah. But, I originally started volunteering with the station in 1990 and didn't actually have a show at all, but helped around with a couple of the different good friends of mine, Larry Hoffman and John Bird, who were trying to do a lot of space rock stuff and having live bands in the studio and whatnot. In the basement, which was a huge challenge, the basement of the Fine Arts Building, we were stuck in a storage room that was technically the paper storage room for the graphics department. And they had built a bunch of shelves and studio unit into the basement to try to make it a cool studio. So we did have the office area and two live studios in that storage room. if you can believe it, was all squeezed into there really tight.
And then, I don't know how we did it back then.
Yeah, yeah. It was very intimate. And, you know, of course, if anybody was in the office doing any business, you could hear everything right over the air. There was no walls separating anyone. And then I came back after getting laid off from my full-time gig. I came back around 1998 and started the Wrecking Hours show. And that was actually midnight to 2 a.m. with a late-night beatnik spot that I was doing. We actually had beatniks come in and do poetry in between the psychobilly and surf rock songs. And we had a lot of beat poetry happening on top of the surf rock.
Wow.
So that was definitely a unique, like, midnight to 2 kind of time slot there. And then when I moved into primetime for Monday nights, I revamped the format a little bit and focused more on all of the popular rockabilly and popular psychobilly, and just started focusing on the music. Yep, so that was since 98. It's been a while on the air.
Well, I know you already knew quite a bit. You've been doing this pretty much since you were old enough to go out as far as, like, the sound thing. But what is some of the things that you've kind of learned since you started at the station?
Well, I was actually a broadcast engineer, television broadcast engineer, before coming to the station. So what I've learned is it's a lot different than commercial stations. The independent radio lifestyle, especially with Henry Ford College Radio, has been a unique experience because you're not getting the automation and all of the corporate bureaucracy that's inundated on most radio stations, especially television broadcast stations. And I started when I was 9 years old. I had my first professional sound gig. I did a festival down in Wyandotte. We had 10 bands, and I was apprenticing with an engineer who had been doing it for many, many years, and he actually retired that year and turned over all of his equipment to me.
Wow.
Shortly thereafter, I started electrical engineering in college, and that's how I became a broadcast engineer. So, been doing it a very, very long time, but the growing up in, you know, being a very young engineer in a lot of broadcast facilities, the corporate lifestyle was something that I had become accustomed to before coming to Henry Ford and before becoming involved even with WCBN in Ann Arbor. And I was also involved with WEMU for a little while back in the late 80s, early 90s. And those environments, the college environment, is so much better. It's an entirely different world. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've stayed. That's why I've been here for so long, because we have the freedom to do what we want to for the listeners, and we have the freedom to do local music like we have now in the studio, great local live band. And you're not going to hear this in any of the commercial stations, and you're not even going to hear it on NPR stations. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's been a fight for many years. I actually used to help engineer with a guy named Malloy, who's the chief engineer at WDET. Uh-huh. And when we did live studio bands then, they didn't really have a studio for them, but they did have a room where bands could perform adjacent to the on-air broadcast studio. And they've fought for many years, different program directors over the years, to try to get live music on the air. And they've succeeded. They've done it occasionally here and there, but it isn't something that they've been able to, that they've even been allowed to do. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis to support local music in the area. And fortunately, you know, there are some NPR DJs there at WDET who are supporting local music. However, the big difference is there's still a corporate structure there with NPR. They're very rich. They're very highly paid professionals there. Everybody in the organization of any NPR station or across the country has a highly paid salary. They're paid full time to be part of the station. And that's a huge chunk of the very rich, very expensive annual budgets that they have. And there's always a surplus of money, regardless of what they're going to say on the radio. I can attest, because I've worked with them, there's an incredible surplus of money with NPR stations. This is different. Henry Ford is different. We use absolutely every penny that we get, and we usually go over budget every year.
Yeah.
We usually run out of money because we literally do not get enough to survive. So you've got to give us a buzz right now, 313-845-9676. Call in with your pledge. Help keep independent music alive. Help keep us able to do this. Every one of us here are volunteers. There are no full-time employees at WHFR. Literally is no full-time employee. There are instructors that are paid to be part of the station. They are full-time instructors at the school. However, this is extracurricular. This is not part of their full-time job to be part of the station. Mm-hmm. So they're dedicating their time to the station free of charge.
And right,
they're doing it because it is not part of their full-time salary. We do have part-time instructors that are paid part-time to do classes, but that's just it. They're paid to do the classes. No one is paid to be part of WHFR.
Right.
They're doing this as a student activities, as an extracurricular activity, and every one of us are volunteer. No one has a salary. And I'm here two or three times a week, absolutely every week, dedicating my time as a volunteer to make sure that we can continue supporting local music. And that's the kind of support that we need from you. And we need the listeners to come up and, give us whatever you can, $5, $1, 10 bucks. It doesn't matter. We don't have a limit to what you can donate, and it is just a pledge. You don't have to pay right away. It's just a pledge to say you are going to support this station at some point when you can afford it. And you do that by calling right now, 313-845-9676.
And toll free, 800-585-4322. And on the internet, www.whfr.fm, and click the Donate Now button. All right, you still with us, Nick and Kim?
We are, yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your patience. Let's get back to the music, though. Let's hear another one.
All right. The song is called Hit the Wall.
We'll be right back.
Live in the studio, we have Feeble.Curses. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Well, I guess I could be pretty confident in saying that you definitely have a 80s influence there as far as your music.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, I think I get reminded about certain bands like My Bloody Valentine, The Cure, Echo and the Bunnymen. Does that sound pretty
close? Love all those bands.
Sound pretty close? Yeah. Okay. Any others?
We like the Jesus and Mary Chain a lot.
They're really good, yeah.
Also, a lot of, speaking of surf rock and stuff, we are huge surf rock fans, and that kind of influences us a bit as well.
Maybe we might hear a little bit of that in the future.
Perhaps.
Newer songs? Never know. Don't say never. Okay. All right, so is there any way to get your music? I know you have the release that you gave me. We've been playing that on the air, by the way.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you. So,
you're welcome. Our pleasure. What would be the best way to get that, a hold of that for our listeners?
Feeblecurses.bandcamp.com. That is the main place to get our music. Mm-hmm. We have physical copies at all of our shows. We're on Facebook as well.
Okay, and as you said earlier, in case somebody wasn't listening, you have a show a week from tomorrow?
We do indeed. And at Hybrid Moments in Detroit.
Yeah, you'd have to remind me. It's a new one on me, so if you had said PJs or New Dodge Lounge, well, then I'd have no problem, but I'm going to have to memorize that one. Again, what we were talking about earlier, that's approximately Bagley and 14 over in Corktown.
Yep.
Have you been there physically yet, or do you know what it's like? Or?
I have. I've been there for a show before. It's like you walk in and it's kind of like a super indie record store, like very small, very cool. And then you walk through the whole record store and there's a performance space in the back.
Okay.
And it's
all right.
It's kind of unlike anything I've seen people doing right now.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, there's a lot of record stores that are kind of set up for that nowadays. But
I just meant the super indie aspect of it.
Ah, okay. As far as the actual category, the scene. Okay, I could see that. Sure, I'll have to check that out. I don't know if I'll make it a week from Friday. I'd love to, but if not, one of these days. Okay. Why don't we play another song? We don't want to talk too long about pledges, although we have to, but yeah, let's do another one.
Okay. The song is called Blood.
We'll be right back.
All right. Feeble.curses live in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about our pledges again. Again, we are here. This is something we have to do 1 week out of the year. We have to ask you, the loyal listener, to support non-commercial radio, make it possible for us to continue to bring great music like this, live acts. We do that a minimum of one time a week, always on Motor Live Drive at 5 at 5 o'clock, obviously, on Thursdays. But there's other shows that you can listen to here on the WHFR radio station, other shows that do live acts. I know there's Bam, who does The Mix on, I believe it's Thursday nights. I think he's up at 9. He brings in DJs, as in like electronic spinning DJs, all the time. I know that, of course, on the Highway 61 show, we've always done live acts over the years, and looks like we're stepping up in the pace, and it's going to be happening pretty much almost every single week now. So regardless of the genre you're into, you're going to get it here. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we've been doing a Motor Live Drive at 5 every single day this week. You had gospel on Sunday, blues on Monday. You had black metal on Tuesday. You had world jazz yesterday. We have indie rock today. We have more blues rock on Friday. And then punk garage rock on Saturday. So just about whatever you're into, we got you covered, not only with great local music, little heard elsewhere, or not heard elsewhere in many cases, but you get to hear it live, live as it happens. And as Alan was mentioning earlier, the best you can find, you know, run into if you're a band and you go to those other stations, regardless of where they're at, yeah, you get to sit, you know, sit in a room, or, you know, you get a couple mics pointed at you and you get to play maybe a couple of songs. I've definitely heard certain stations where they even cut you off before you're done because they have to go to a commercial. And that's not good for the performers. We know that you want to hear the entire track. You want to hear everything. And you want to hear more than just maybe a track or two. That way, you know, you can decide for yourself. That's your decision. Hey, I really like those guys or those folks or whoever they may be. And that's what we want to continue to do here at WHFR. And the only way we can do that is with you, the loyal listener. The majority of our funding comes from you. We are a non-profit, non-commercial radio station. We are all volunteer. I don't do this for pay. I do this for free. In fact, we have membership dues. I pay $30 a year for the privilege of bringing you this fine music. So I think if I can do it, and I'm the one working here, and I pay my $30, I think it's not unreasonable for anybody that's listening right now to come up with anything. $30 would be great, but hey, $5, $10, doesn't matter. We do have some incentives. We'll talk about that again before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. But, you know, the whole point is that we can continue to keep doing this for you. And we do that because we enjoy it, not because we're being forced to do it, we're getting paid to do it, and we certainly aren't being ordered to do it by some corporate entity. I think it's gotten much worse now. I mean, it's not just the fact that DJs don't have the freedom to play what they want to play, but, you know, you have DJs that don't even live here. They're being syndicated. You know, it's one DJ broadcasting to all the major cities of the country. They don't even, other than getting a little bit of information in front of them about what's going on in the Motor City, they're not even Motor City, are they, Alan?
No, right. Yeah, I think a lot of listeners don't realize how much automation is prevalent in the industry. I actually worked for a company called Enco Systems, who has the digital audio delivery system called DAD. And it's a standard for many, many stations, especially NPR stations. They have contracts with a lot of NPR stations. And it's a touchscreen interface connected to the console where the mics are. And the songs are all delivered from a server. All the music is pre-programmed from you know, commercial entities or from different playlists that are approved by a program director. And all of the talk time is actually programmed into the system as well. So 9 times out of 10, the on-air talent that you hear for the show isn't even in the studio. They're somewhere else, maybe even at home. But some of the on-air personalities, they'll come in one day. They'll work an eight-hour day. And that day consists of recording all of their spots and recording all of their back announcing for the week. And then the rest of the week is just recordings. They didn't even have to come in the rest of the week. They just did one day. In fact, they may do one day for one station, then they'll do another day for another station, and another day for another station. So then, you know, by the end of their week, they've done all of their syndicated back announcing for the entire week for five different stations, because that conglomerate actually runs five different stations, and they're using that same on-air talent to host all of those various shows. So corporate cost-cutting, right? Automation that has actually removed all of the production personnel from the studio, because they're automating everything with one person doing everybody's work, right? Mm-hmm. And also the fact that the on-air voices aren't necessarily hosting everything. And even when they do host, they're using a touchscreen, and they have a pie chart on screen. And that pie chart tells them exactly how long they're allowed to talk. When the song ends, that pie chart starts counting down. And it goes all the way around the circle. And when that circle finishes, you better stop talking, because the song is going to start, regardless of you're talking or not, right? Yeah. So they have to fit in their speech to an exact amount of time so that that commercial or that next song actually starts. And unfortunately, NPR stations are the same way. They're non-commercial, but they still have spots, and they still have everything pre-programmed, and the on-air hosts are governed by all of that automation. And the touchscreen basically is in case you have to change something on the fly. If something goes wrong, you can touch a button and hopefully play something to correct the timing. And if anything else goes wrong beyond the touchscreen, that's when the engineers have to get called in, right? Because there's so much automation that they literally don't have control. And to give the listeners a better understanding of what I'm talking about is Henry Ford Radio, WHFR, we have a rack. We have CD players. Other stations don't have CD players anymore. We have turntables. And stations haven't had turntables for like 30 years.
You and I play vinyl all the time.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, there's nothing like that big, fat sound of vinyl coming through 500 kilohertz of dynamic range coming through to the listener from, you know, an upright bass is going to sound completely different in the rockabilly songs. You know, the guitar work's going to sound completely different in the surf rock songs, especially. And it's a whole world of difference. We do use the computer here for our public service announcements and for our breaks and things like that, but we're actually spinning music, folks. We're not running from a server that has all of the songs preloaded and pre-programmed, which is what stations are doing now. And you're hard-pressed to find a radio station, especially a commercial station, that even has something they can play in the studio. You know, and in case of an emergency, sometimes the DJ or the host or the board operator, it's just a board operator who's in the studio. In an emergency case scenario, sometimes they want to play a CD because everything went wrong with the computer. But they can't. There's literally no CD player. It's that automated and that commercialized for most stations, including NPR stations. So we need your support so we can keep doing this with our CD players. They need repair all the time. These CD players are used day in and day out, you know, about 20 hours, 18 to 20 hours a day, every single day, and they wear out. They're not going to last all that time, and we've had to replace them over and over again. I mean, how many times, Scott, have these very CD players been replaced in Studio A since we've been here? You know, it's these new Geminis that we have right now, they've only been here a few months.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had to replace them, you know. So those kind of different cost expenses come up on a regular basis. And the only way we can afford to do anything and stay on the air and keep playing CDs and keep playing turntables is if you show your support. 313-845-9676 is the number. Or you can call 313-317-4132. Either one of those lines should work and get you here into the studio so that we can take your pledge of support.
All right, please call in. All right, Nick, Kim, you're going to play another one. This is actually my favorite one off the new release. contextual.
Cool. Thank you.
Track Contextual, live in the studio, feeble.curses. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, broadcasting on WHFR.FM. The station making waves, Radiothon 2016, is in full swing. We're actually past the halfway mark. It is already Thursday, well, in a little bit, I guess you could call it Thursday evening. So we're getting there. We've only got a couple of days more to go after this. We'll be broadcasting live till midnight, and then we'll be back tomorrow, of course, for some more great programming, and Saturday as well. Classical overnight, so if you're into that, definitely listen to that after midnight. And again, we've been doing Motor Live Drive at 5 every day this week. And this is the normal time slot, every Thursdays. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright. And then tomorrow, Mike Holloway with his show, Go With The Flow, Mike Holloway Show. you're going to have Dale Robertson. And we give you a lot of great talent. Everybody from the person recording their release in their basement to seasoned veterans, but all local and all within the community. Dale Robertson, a great musician on his own. He plays the harmonica, and he is very lucky to have the one and only Billy Davis playing guitar for him. Any of you that know the song Stand By Me, the Benny King song, Billy Davis, that's the guitarist. He has 20 gold records to his credit, and he also is not inducted once but three times in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is there for the doo-wop category, the R&B category, and the rock category. So no mean feat. Very nice gentleman. He's just really quiet, and you would think, I'm nobody. I'm just here to play the guitar. But we had the pleasure of having him in more than once. He played our kickoff party at the New Place Lounge in Dearborn to start the whole Radiothon week, and we enjoyed that, as well as many other great artists. And that's what we're here for. We present a lot of local stuff for you, as well as national. But anyway, let's keep it going. I want to make sure we fit some these other songs in here. Next one is?
Smile.
All right, let's do it.
Thank you.
Feeble.curses with the track Smile. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And we've been doing the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, as we always do, every Thursdays from 5 to 6. We bring a live band in for your listening pleasure. And we couldn't do it without you, the loyal listener. We get most of our funding from you, and we need help in keeping all this gear up to date and repaired so that we can keep doing this. This stuff is used constantly, almost 24/7. Things do get a little wear and tear. They get broken, and that's where you come in. We're an all-volunteer radio station. We do this because we love doing it. 313-845-9676, option 1, toll-free, 800-585-4322. And, of course, on the internet, www.whfr.fm. It's been a long week. And click the Donate Now button so that we can continue to bring you great music, not only studio recordings, but of course live. And I think, Alan, I think we can boast now that I think we do the most live music of any other station, period.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
By a mile.
Well, if you think we started this, we started Motor Live back in 2003. We've been doing it, you know, having a band in the studio nearly every Thursday since then.
So 13 that's years.
Yeah, 13 years of trying to do Motor Live. And of course, you know, their band cancels sometimes, and sometimes we have days off or we have to do special programming. So we haven't had it absolutely every Thursday. But, you know, of the 52 weeks of the year, we basically average about 48.
That's a good 48 ratio.
Shows, 48 shows a year for 13 years. So that's pretty crazy. It's very ambitious for any radio station to try to uncover. But we're not going to be able to keep doing it. We have a huge stack of microphones that need to be fixed. We've got cables that are bad. We've got all sorts of stuff that needs desperate need of repair. And we can't do it unless somebody calls and gives us some money. 313-845-9676 or call 317-4132. Again, 313-317-4132. That'll get you to the studio so we can take your pledge in any amount. Any amount will do.
All right. Why don't we keep it going? I see that we're running out of time, and we want to get those other songs in. So we have, looks like Sleepover?
That's correct.
All right. Let's do it.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live in our studios here at Henry Ford College, the band Feeble.Curses. All right. Want to remind our listeners one more time, or in case they weren't listening at the beginning of the hour. First off, the best way to get your music?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Feeblecurses.bandcamp.com.
Okay. And, of course, they can come to your shows. You'll have physical copies ready. And about the show that you have a week from tomorrow?
That is at Hybrid Moments in Detroit, Corktown.
Okay. Is it going to be just your band, or is there other bands playing?
We are playing with Mirror Moon, Red Robe, and Odd Hours.
Hmm, okay. I know I've heard of Odd Hours, but the other two are new to me. Is it a similar style of music, kind of fit together, or is it a little bit of a hodgepodge?
It's kind of a bit of everything.
Okay, that's cool, too. That's one of the things that's sadly missing from not only shows, but radio shows. It's like everything has to be pigeonholed into an exact category.
Yep.
Well, we can't play that, right? No. It's a different category, you know?
That's no fun a lot of the times, either.
No, it's like indie rock, you know, is all kinds of different stuff, depending on what you're into.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, we're getting treated to something like kind of 80s style, I would say. You know, we can tell that that is a great influence on your music.
Definitely fair observation.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, you know. There's great music from all different decades in our history. And one of the things I think is wrong is a lot of young folk, they only concentrate on what's coming out like right now, you know.
Yep.
And we don't look at the roots of great music. Some of the stuff that you're listening to now, guess what? That came from something that happened 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
In some cases, if, you know.
Yep.
Not more. Well, I thank you, both of you, Nick, Kim, for coming down and playing for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. And I think we got just enough time to fit in the last song. If you go a little bit over 6 o'clock, that's cool, as long as you don't go under. That's the main point here. And okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say all right.
All right. Okay, we have one more. Looks like Caught.
Yes.
All right, and of course, every track we've heard is available on your new release.
Blood will be up on the next one, but
okay.
Everything else, yes.
I'm glad I clarified that, so in case somebody grabs a copy and like, hey, where's Blood?
Yep.
All right, let's finish it off with Caught, and then we'll have to move on to the Radio Mystery Theater with Boston Blackie.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Wally B. from Cat Daddy in the 1320s, and you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, making waves.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back,